In the final days of 2016, a storm caused wind and water damage to many buildings in Savoonga, one of two communities on St. Lawrence Island. At one point, nearly 100 people took shelter in the school building. The community declared a local disaster and is asking for assistance from the state in order to restore their livelihoods. KNOM's Davis Hovey traveled to Savoonga and has this report.
As of Friday, 30 residents are claiming damage to their homes or shelters from the storm, along with the community's teen center and the city office. Each building that suffered damage from the winter storm has to go through a damage assessment conducted by the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, or DHSEM. John Ramsey from the Alaska Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management describes the criteria he's looking for when conducting a damage assessment.
We look and see if the building is number one livable or not, if it's a home, if there is any damages, what the extent of the damages is, so that we know if it's habitable or not, if there's any emergency housing that needs to be done for individuals or families at the time a disaster happens, and we basically just do a tally and see what the impact of the community is for a disaster.
Ramsey was in Savoonga back in 2011 after another storm left the community without power for a period of 4 days. Myron Kingikuk, the mayor of Savoonga, believes this latest storm caused more structural damage than the 2011 one. The storm's impact was evident as we spoke outside one damaged home.
We're at Harriet Pinaya's house right now. After the storm died down, they repaired the roof, and we just find out this attic is got damaged by water. So he tore off his whole carpet in there. So hopefully we could talk for her, and we still got to look at lots of homes.
Our crew of two DHSEM employees, two Red Cross representatives, Mayor Kingikuk, and myself walked from home to home, trying not to fall on the slick, ice-covered roads. Carl Edwards, an emergency management specialist with DHSEM, led the damage assessment by asking each homeowner, more or less, the same questions.
After the roof fell off, or came off, did you get water coming in?
Uh-huh.
Did it get any insulation wet?
I didn't go check that attic.
And have you had any electrical problems? Is the toil still working?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's good.
Throughout the assessment, we saw some buildings were missing chunks of siding or roofing. Others had tarps covering some openings where walls used to be, and many structures had foundation issues. One homeowner who experienced damage to his roof answered Edwards' questions with translational help from the mayor.
Any windows broken or
water?
I mean inside. We're talking about the insulation. The water went into your house?
Yeah.
So tell those guys, not me. You don't speak Siberian.
During the height of the storm on New Year's weekend, when winds were reported to be gusting at more than 117 miles per hour, Savoonga School was used as a safe haven. Principal Ralph Lundquist and most of the school employees were out of town for winter break that weekend, creating a poorly supervised environment for the 93 community members staying in the temporary shelter. Disaster Program Manager for the Red Cross in Fairbanks, Michael Verrier, says the Red Cross can provide shelter management training, free of charge, to help community members in Savoonga become self-sustaining during storm disasters.
We have volunteer shelter instructors that can help give shelter training and do a shelter exercise with interested people that are within the community, so that when an event like this happens in the future, there's people within the community that are able to open the shelter, keep it safe, keep it secure as best as possible.
Verrier and his colleague from the Red Cross stayed in Savoonga until Sunday to complete their own damage assessment in conjunction with the DHSEM. Verrier says Red Cross could provide financial assistance to individuals in the community so they can repair their damages, but the Red Cross cannot buy materials directly for them. Ultimately, Savoonga is looking to the state for assistance, but Carl Edwards explains there is a limit to the needs his department can meet, so the rest of the aid would have to come from either volunteer organizations, the governor, or both.
They requested assistance from the state, from my office, to help them through the disaster process. So that entails myself and some others coming out, looking at the community, trying to total up the damage, and then we present it to the Disaster Policy Cabinet. The Disaster Policy Cabinet will make a recommendation to the governor, and then the governor will make the final decision as to what we're going to do for this community.
Mayor Kingacook says he hopes this disaster declaration letter will result in his community getting the help it needs. It is unknown how long it will take for a disaster declaration letter to be submitted to the Disaster Policy Cabinet, but Edwards assuredly says the process will be expedited. Reporting in Savunga, I'm Davis Hovey.